Or put up some PFP surgeon care. Today's date is 03/19/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Alexis Sanchez. Sanchez spells S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. Alexis spells A-L-E-X-E-Y. Date of birth is 05/06/1999. This is a 25-year-old female. Hey, with throat pain, period. Patient said this is being... She stated that she has been a little sick for approximately 6 days now, but has gotten worse in the last two. She said that throat pain has started in the last 2 or 3 days and is worse today. She described pain as sharp, said pain is worse with swallowing, it's non-radiating. And she denies trauma. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports runny nose, says discharge from the nose is clear. Next line, she reports nasal congestion. Next line, patient reports vomiting and nausea. Says she vomited yesterday, but none today. Next line, patient reported dizziness. Says she was dizzy yesterday, but none today. She indicated her vomiting was without blood. Also, she said she had fever yesterday, but none today. Patient reports chills today, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication and allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam. She's alert oriented. Obese young lady. Vitals are as follows. O2 sat 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 126 over 84. Pulse 86. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.6. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested. Clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph. Throat erythema. Edema. No exudate present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended. No visible peristalsis, no guarding. She has normal bowel songs, period. Next paragraph. Ear, no erythema, no edema. Good light reflex from her TM. No effusion present, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, no part. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort at range of motion, she bears weight well with no anatomic gait, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, assessment number one is acute influenza infection. Assessment number two is acute nausea and vomiting. Number three, acute rhinitis. Number four, dizziness. Number five, acute sore throat, period. Next paragraph, the following tests were done in the clinic today. Strep, comma, flu, comma, COVID, comma. These tests, namely COVID and strep, were negative. However, influenza B is positive, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 POBID for 5 days, number 10. Next medication, Zofran, 4 milligrams, 1 POTID PRN for nausea or vomiting, number 24, period. She was strongly encouraged to drink fluids, as this or she may be dehydrated and thus causing her to be dizzy. She says she understands and will comply. Patient works in a daycare, and she was advised not to return to work until next Monday. An excuse to the effect was given. She indicated that there are some children in the daycare who are having similar symptoms like her. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the session.